What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar. The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Don't call it a comeback. No, it was just a collapse is what it was. Hey, this is another episode of What is TWS Podcast. I believe this is episode 30. Due to some scheduling conflicts, Rich couldn't be with us tonight, so you already know what it is. This is going to be another one of those, let's see how long Flan can go before the show goes off the rails. Just get started with the easy stuff. Super Bowl Sunday. I'm literally just getting in the house from the Super Bowl party. I actually had to leave as the game was going into overtime, and I got the news that the Patriots won on the ride home. So it's all still fresh for me. I got in the house and said, man, instead of sitting on social media and looking at a bunch of posts I don't want to look at, I'll just get this episode out the way because I need to bring you something for your Monday morning, beginning to the week. So Patriots win. First Super Bowl in history to go into overtime. Just a crazy. Normally, when you have a game like that, like that goes into overtime, and that many points scored, like people would say that's one of the greatest games of all time. I don't feel that way after watching it. I feel like it was just a huge collapse. We watched the beginnings of a blowout and then that team just fall apart. And I don't necessarily feel like it was like all Belichick's doing, or it was all the Patriots making adjustments and stuff at halftime. Just on the conversations I had with people at the party I was at, there was that big, I think like a 3rd and 2. And at that point, the Falcons had been averaging like 6.8 yards per carry. And on a 3rd and 2, they decided to run some weird pass play with no blocking. And, Matty Ice gets sacked, fumble. I mean, changed the whole game, really did. It really did, change the whole, momentum of the game. Like, they were dominating. And then slowly it all unraveled. But, yeah. They won, whatever. I don't feel like it was a great game. That's probably a lot of the hate speaking. But yeah, whatever. But the good news is nobody took my bet. So, I kept throwing it out there. I was taking all bets. Nobody hit me up. So, I guess the Lord was looking out for me. So, I appreciate that. Jesus, I should shout you out more often. But, I think the funniest thing I've seen, I was just on Twitter trying to get some notes together for this episode, and I saw a tweet. Kevin Durant just signed a 6-year, $250 million contract with the New England Patriots. And that, to me, was fucking hilarious. Pretty much everybody's getting on Kevin right now. I don't know. I'll be calling him a sellout. Like, he's going wherever he thinks he can get a chip. I mean, even if that means New England right now. But, yeah, I found that funny. I didn't deliver it right. It don't sound funny when I repeated it, but when I saw it, I was like, it gave me a chuckle. What I'm sipping tonight is more of that buttery tea. I'm hoping this is cool enough that I can actually take a sip. Y'all can listen to me blow my tea. Pause. That didn't sound like something that was appropriate to do on the radio. But anyway, radio, podcast. Oh, man. But anyway, yeah. They won. Nobody took my bet, so I'm not out any money. So, yeah, and this brings me to my next point. Like, I guess I really am getting older. I'm kind of proud of myself. Like, sports do still do mean a great deal to me. Like, it's like, my favorite pastime, either watching or playing if I get a chance to, or discussing or whatever. Like, I'm a huge sports fan. You know, I got a PS4, but I got a PS4 to play Madden. Like, I play Madden. I play sports games. I don't play any other games. I'm a sports guy. And I normally would take this stuff so seriously that, like, you know, my hatred for the Patriots and then having to witness them win in the fashion that they won in would have, like, fucked up my night. Like, I seriously would have been here, like, upset and really not wanted to do this podcast at all. Like, just want to, like, withdraw and find a rock to crawl under or something. But I guess I'm getting older. More important shit to do. I had to get my daughter home, which is why I left as overtime was starting. And I had a podcast to do. So it's like I came home, my wife put my daughter to bed. I came in my office and started working on putting together a podcast, like trying to think of funny shit to talk about and to fill up 45 minutes. And you really can't sit here and like game plan funny shit to talk about while you depressed about some millionaires losing the game. Like, you know, Matty Ice is good. He's going to go cry in his jacuzzi or something. Like, his office is better than mine, so I shouldn't be that down about it. And I'm not even a Falcons fan. Excuse me. Not even a Falcons fan. I didn't have a dog in the fight. That was purely hatred. And maybe this is a lesson for me. Like, stop hating so much. You know, stop hating. Because I would have no emotional attachment to this game if it wasn't for hatred. And that's probably the worst emotional attachment to have. So, yeah, you know what? Good thing. I'm learning and growing, and hopefully y'all are growing with me. Still fuck the Patriots, but motherfuck the Super Bowl. Like, who cares? Like, I'm good. I still got to go to work tomorrow. I still going to put out my podcast. It's still TWS Multimedia. My daughter's healthy. My wife is moderately happy. I'm not complaining. Life is good. I got buttery tea, and I believe it's like supposed to be that way. Like, I haven't had any ill side effects so far. So, man, I really don't need to complain. I do know work is going to be hell tomorrow. I got at least two diehard Patriot fans that I was kind of talking a lot of shit to for the last week, 2 weeks. And I got to see them tomorrow. I got a big meeting that I need to run in the morning, so I can't call off. I got to go in. But whatever. You know, I'll see them. I'll confront them first. I'll get it out the way. That's how I handle my embarrassing moments. Run head first into them. Just, I'm not avoiding it. I'm going right in there like, y'all won. I was wrong. Look at me, dude. I don't know sports. I didn't know what they were talking about. Why would I ever doubt Brady? Just go ahead and, you know, take my L and move on with the day. That's my philosophy in life. Take it. When you fight the L, it hurts. Pause. You know what I'm trying to say. Move on. Before this gets off the rails, because it really could really fast. The next thing I want to talk about, I don't want to talk anymore about like the actual game itself, but maybe some of the things that like surrounded the game. So I want to give like a little PSA, like Flan's advice, if you want to look at it that way. I think we got to be really careful. We got to be way more careful with this Trump stuff. I noticed tonight, especially in the beginning of the game, when the Falcons went up so quickly and by so much, you know, that every other, you know, post I was seeing on social media was, you know, pretty much making the Patriots Trump's team and, you know, and somehow turning the Super Bowl into the resistance versus Trump. And here we were, like, trouncing Trump. And then things went left. And so, you know, like, if we had not started that comparison, if we had not initiated, you know, the analogy, the metaphor, if we had not made that metaphor and turned this game into more than what it should have been, it should have just been a sporting event, not some sort of, dramatization of American politics, Now we got to take an L on two fronts. Now the Patriots win, and you're going to have a shitload of Trump supporters who feel even more empowered because once again, the world told them they was going to lose, and they stuck to it and believed in their guy, and they won again. And it's our fault. Like I didn't really see like Trump supporters turning this into Trump versus America or Trump versus the resistance. This was people on the other side that as soon as they saw a victory coming, very reminiscent to what happened in November, started going. And then now here we are. Like, you know, if you really look at what's going on in social media and, you know, and the things I'm seeing people say, like they got a lot of confidence and were very empowered by the fact that they were, you know, counted out and doubted and told they were stupid and told they were backing the wrong guy, and then, you know, ended up winning. It's like, ha ha, you know, you thought you were right, and all along I was right, and now you can't tell me nothing. And then, you know, here we go, take a situation that didn't have anything to do with any of this, that didn't need to be attached to that. We attach it, and then we lose. We set ourselves, like, we put ourselves in a fight we weren't even in, and then lose. But we could have just not been in the fight. So I'd just be careful with that stuff. Like, the people are taking this really seriously, and the more, like, fuel you give them, the nastier it's getting. Like, I see some horrible stuff, man. Like, I've never been a social media person. I've always kind of had a little bit of a disdain for it because of the platform it gives some of these people. The platform it gives, I'm gonna say, everyday idiots to say what they want to say and then have it be seen by millions and spread and you know, like it's like the quickest way to spread a disease right now. Like forget, you know, putting a person on a plane and sending them to a country or whatever with an infection. Just get on social media and say some nonsense, and before you know it, it's spread everywhere. You can't pull it back. Like, you know, there's nothing you can do to fight it. You say it on Twitter, it spreads around the world, and if you try to retract it, it's too late. Nobody's ever going to see the retraction. They're going to see, you know, they've got that initial statement and they're running with it. So yeah. Let's just say, be careful. We gotta be careful. We gotta be. We gotta take some of the emotion out of it, and not turn this into us versus them. And ha ha, you know, we gotta make this. We can't become juvenile, and or shit like this happen. So, yeah, I wanted to say that because that was crazy to me. Like I saw that, and then, I mean, I guess when I saw it in the beginning of the game, and the Falcons were winning. You know, you almost like, yeah, you know, it's a, I didn't like join in, but in my, you know, I wasn't mad about it. But now that we lost, it's like, you know what? We didn't have to, we set that up. Like, we didn't even have to, this was an L that we didn't have to take. And it's not a real L, but we made it one. And there's some people that are going to take it seriously. And they're going to be more empowered and more vocal than ever because once again, they will prove them right. Oh, the butteriness. But, yeah. Man, what else? This was a weird night for me. So this is only the second, like, I don't know exactly how old my daughter is. This is the second year of me watching the Super Bowl and having a child. I don't even remember last year's Super Bowl or what we did with my daughter. I really don't. That's crazy. But this year we went over a friend's house, and you know, I like to watch sporting events, like big sporting events around a crowd. Like it makes it better for me. You know, like if I'm just sitting in the house by myself, you know, like there's no emotion, there's no up and down. You know, when things go bad, I might just turn the game off and walk away. If I'm out with some friends, like I'm forced to sit there and go through the ebb and flow of it with the crowd. So. It was dope being out there. Thank you to my friend that invited us out and hosted. But yeah, like my experience tonight, and I was thinking about it as we were driving home. Like, if I don't know if you've seen What Women Want, that's the video that's the movie where Mel Gibson gains the ability to hear what women think, and like when he first gets the power. How it's overwhelming, like he just hears voices everywhere, like you know, just it's all coming in at once, and it, you know, almost drives them a little crazy. I think that's the way they like depict it all the time. Like when someone gets that power where they can hear other people thinking, like the first experience with it before they learn how to control it is just sensory overload. It's just too much information coming at the same time. That is exactly how I felt tonight. Yeah, I was in a room with a lot of people that were passionate about the game, which I love. I hate going to these things and like people don't care about the football game. Like people are somewhere else or they're having conversations that got nothing to do with football or it's all about the commercials. Like I do much prefer to be someplace with other football fans. But it was a room full of passionate people and yeah, it was just like so many conversations and so much going on at once and the game and my daughter. Like I was literally losing it. I've never been in a situation like that. It's the craziest thing ever. Like I think, and then once like drinks get flowing, I think you literally are hearing people's thoughts because they don't have no filters. It was just going brain mouth, brain mouth, brain mouth, and it was crazy. It was crazy. I was losing it. I think my wife was a little upset with me because I felt that way. She's taking it as a diss to the party. And I mean, I hope it don't come across that way. I'm not dissing the party. I enjoy being there. Food was good. I like being around people who are passionate football fans and being able to share the experience with people. You know, the game, I wish would have gone a different way. But it was a good experience. It was just, like, yeah, it was sensory overload. Like, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm used to being in this room talking to myself, pretending like there's an audience. And, wasn't ready for being in a room where people talk back. I don't know. Maybe I just needed some tea. That could have been it. But it was crazy. It was a crazy experience for me. And then my Saturday night, and I think I played around with like Facebook Live and what's the other one? Did I do Twitter? I think I did the Twitter Live. I didn't do Instagram Live. But Saturday, our Facebook page, the What Is TWS Facebook page. And if you're listening and you haven't checked it out, check us out on Facebook, What Is TWS. Our Facebook page finally hit 100 followers. And it was something I didn't think was going to be that difficult to do, but it proved to be like a momentous task. Like just getting, you can get views, you can get people to see your content, even to like the content. But to get them to like the page and follow the page turned out to be way more daunting than I ever thought. Invited, you know, most of our friends and family first. And that got us to a certain point. And then, you know, some marketing and promotion stuff got us to another point. And we just, like, sat stagnant at, like, maybe 93, like, waiting for these seven saviors to come through and get us to that magic number. After a lot of hard work and trying shit, don't work, switch it up, trying shit. After a lot of that, I got them seven, and we've gone a little bit over now. But so Saturday, we decided to go out and just relax for a bit. It's been a lot going on for everybody. Rich's dealing with a lot. I've been working insanely hard on trying to improve things for the podcast and the brand. So, our boy actually wanted to, people that helped us come up with the idea. Tom was in from Dallas, so we all got together, went to a hookah spot, Moonlight Cafe, which is not too far. I guess I shouldn't be telling people where I live, but whatever. Moonlight Cafe, which is close to where I'm at, and just chill, you know. I'm still team sober, so there was a lot of beer and other libations there that I was not able to partake of, but I found that caffeine is my new alcohol. So I like OD'd on Turkish coffee. I didn't go to sleep till like 5 a.m. I'm like wired, just really like just doing, like not even like just passively watching a movie. And I was up moving and shaking till 5 a.m. off I don't know how many cups of Turkish coffee. Excuse me. And it comes in that little cup. You might have seen the picture out there of me with my pinky up. Because there's no other way to drink out that little cup without putting your pinky up. Whatever. Yes, I don't know how many of them little cups of Turkish coffee I had, but I was good. And we did a couple of different hookahs. I'm finding that like vaping as much as I do, like hookah is not the experience it used to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get way more vapor, you know, from my little, you know, box mods and stuff than I do from this big ass hookah pipe that I gotta fuck around with coals, and I got embers and ash flying everywhere. I still enjoy it, but it's not the same experience. Like I feel like, you know, for the buzz and everything, I could stay home and done that. Like being at the hookah spot was just being around the people, the DJ playing music. I think there was a belly dancer there, but she didn't actually belly dance because they wasn't playing her music. Or maybe at least as long as we were there, they didn't get to her music. But yeah, we chilled. We had great conversation, you know, drinks. I had my ginger beer and my Turkish coffee. It was just a good night. It was a good night to be around Rich and Tom again, and just, you know, have conversations and talk about old times. And it was cool. And the DJ there was definitely playing. He was taking it back. Right? He was playing a lot of like, he played like Black Rob, like Whoa. You know when the last time I heard like Whoa? It shocked me. It shocked me. It completely caught me off guard. You know, you forget that there was like classic, like anthem tracks like that we used to listen to, and I just forgot them. Like, just done. He played that Puff Daddy tribute to Biggie, Life After Death. That was one of my favorite songs when that came out. I remember that No Way Out album, which was a great album back when Puff was in his heyday. And it was just reminding me, you know, that when we sit here, me and Rich sometimes have these conversations about our music and the music that's out now. Like, I feel like there's no contest. Like, that, I can't see how even a song like Whoa, that wasn't like a overly lyrical song. It didn't attempt to be. That's not what, that wasn't its purpose. I still think you could put that song up against any of the anthems they got right now, and it'll rock. Like Broccoli and them joints, they don't move me. But like when like Whoa came on, my whole mood changed. Like the whole night shifted. It's like this is at first it was just the boring, you know, night in there conversating over hookah. We was just being real old. And then like Whoa came on, and it was like, yo, let's turn up. Like, you know. And I don't even say turn up. And I wasn't even drinking. I'm turning up old Turkish coffee, nigga. But yeah, man, it was definitely a good night. That DJ played a lot of good music. I will be going back. I think that's like going to be my relax and chill spot. Like when I get passes away from the house and from daddy duties, I can just go. I can literally see myself just going there, plugging in my laptop and getting some work done. I think we have plans on doing an episode from there. Just got to work out the logistics of, you know. You know, when we would do it, you know, I guess we would not want to do it on a night they had a DJ there. It's just way too loud, but we're going to work all that out. We're going to get it done. I'm liking these on-location episodes. We still have the episode from the Hair Lounge that we haven't aired, but it is coming. I swear to God, I'm working on it. I swear. Let's see. I'm almost done with my buttery tea and both the Swisters and ginger beer. What else happened over the weekend? I don't know if we're going to stick with that format of the three episodes a week. I feel like it makes the episodes like step on each other. Like we put an episode out on Thursday, you know, it gets Thursday and Friday to rock by itself. And then all of a sudden there's another episode on Saturday. And that episode only has Saturday and Sunday. And then we drop another episode on Monday. You know, it's just like that three episode approach is... It's too much for the week, too congested, you know. People don't get a chance to get into one episode. We don't get a chance to really promote and market one episode before we're moving on to the next one. So I'm still trying to figure all that out. This is all a learning experience. I'm learning a ton. I am really enjoying it. But yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing. None whatsoever. With that said, I do have a main topic I want to talk about, but I think this is the perfect time to segue in. To this other topic, I want to give a couple shout outs. First, I want to shout out the Now That I'm Older podcast, NTIO pod. Yeah, they shouted us out on one of their episodes earlier this week, which I thought was dope. I'm definitely learning more about engaging other podcasters and creating a community where we're cross promoting and helping each other out. So yeah, definitely check them out. Dope content. It just sounds dope. And now that I'm older, I think, you know, that's definitely the stage of life that I'm in, where I'm reevaluating the way I see everything with the knowledge that I have now. So if you get a chance, check out the Now That I'm Older podcast. Good people, we appreciate your support, and we will always be here to support you. And also, in an effort to support other podcasts and other podcasters, we started last week the Episode of Day Challenge. I think we started it on February 1st. So we're trying to do, we're trying to promote a different podcaster every day for this month. And just, you know, if you listen to us, just check out one episode of one of these other shows, to expand your repertoire. Is that the way I look? I don't know. You know, you never know. You might find something else new that you like that's dope. And I know we all work really hard at trying to put this together. So anything we can do to help, promote other great content, we want to do. Because this is a fun medium. It's one I'm so glad that I got into. I think I definitely will start a blog post series on the positive changes I think podcasting has made in my life. I think I've really grown as a person in the 3 months I've been doing this. And I want to share with you guys some of the things I've noticed in myself that have changed since I kind of, took the leap of faith with Rich to start speaking my mind on the internet. So, yeah, that's coming. But yeah, so we're doing the Episode of Day Challenge so we can kind of, highlight some of the other shows that we think are dope that we think you might also enjoy. And I get you to appreciate their work, because we know the work that goes into it. So I know so far we've done the Black Girl Nerds podcast, Just Say Words pod, which is a really dope show. I really enjoy that one. The Power Lunch Hour, another dope show that I really enjoy. Man, don't get me. Oh, RG Mode. Both on YouTube, and she doesn't do a podcast, but check her out on YouTube. A lot of just life tips, style, fashion tips, makeup tips, all of it very dope content. So yeah, check out RG Mode. And I know there was another, and the Beware podcast was another one. Another Jay and Rich. So we're Jay Flan and Rich Nerd. I think they're just Jay and Rich, but looks like the Jay Rich dynamic works. So you might want to check them out. But yeah, I want to continue to, try to build that community and find a way to find other people doing what it is that I do, and, bounce ideas off of them. We can all grow together. We can all win together. So that's the model for this month. That's what we've been pushing for. And I've really been working hard to try to make that happen. So the Episode of Day Challenge, be looking out on Twitter. We're dropping a post every day with that hashtag Episode of Day Challenge. And every day I'm going to be pointing out a different podcast that I listen to that I think is dope, that I think you might want to give a try. All right. So with that said, let's get to the matter at hand. Let's get to the deeper, more important portion of the show. Super Bowl is over. It's over. We're going to all show up to work Monday. Our lives are going to continue. We're still going to have responsibilities and things. So there's no need to dwell on the Super Bowl. I didn't want to spend too much time on that. What I did want to talk about is something that my wife has said to me that really irks me, and that maybe I can give women some perspective on, so that you don't say it to your man because you don't really know what you're asking for. And that's my wife and I, when we have arguments, our arguments can get heated. I think anytime you're dealing with somebody you care deeply about, that you you sacrifice for, or you invest in their happiness. When they're upset at you, or when they're challenging something that you do, when you think it's something that you do for them, you're going to get emotional, and that, you know, that level of emotion is going to light a fire. It's going to, you know, on an argument. It's going to exacerbate the situation. So our arguments are our arguments. They get real. They get real. And we'll be in the middle of an argument, and she'll say something to me like, you know, you don't talk to Rich like this. I don't never hear you, you know, all that stuff. You complain about Rich. You don't never say it to him like this. How come you can't talk to me the way you talk to Rich? And that's, you know, on the surface, that's a valid point. On the surface, you know, why would I treat, you know, a dude, my friend, with more respect or better than I treat my wife? And I think that may be the way she sees it. But the reality of what you're asking for is a demotion. If you want to be viewed and handled the way I handle, like, my best friend or my homie, that's a demotion for you. The reason that Rich and I don't have the same level argument that my wife and I have is because Rich can never make me that mad. And you know why Rich can't never make me that mad? Because I'm not invested in Rich the way I'm invested in my wife. I don't sacrifice for Rich the way I sacrifice for my wife. You know, I don't love Rich the way I love my wife. I'm not in love with Rich. I'm in love with my wife. And when she's upset at me, or when she says something to me that I find disrespectful, or when she does something to me that I find disrespectful, it's always going to make me a million times more upset than when Rich does. So yeah, you're going to get a way different person. You're going to get a person that's already on 11 when Rich can never take me there. He could never take me there because we just don't have that relationship. I'm not as invested in him as I am in my wife. And that's no diss to Rich. That's my home. That's my brother. And when I say that's my brother, I mean it. Like, you know, whatever he needs, he knows I'm there. If he needs something, whatever, you know, if I got it, he got it. He knows that. He knows that. But he's not my wife. Never will be my wife. They're not on the same level. And so you should never compare yourself, because that's giving yourself a demotion. Ladies, don't ask for that. Don't try to compare yourself to your man's best friend. Because those relationships, that's apples and oranges. Those relationships don't mix. There's nothing Rich could ever do to make me as mad as some of the stuff that my wife does. And even the smaller stuff that she does is going to make me more upset than, you know, the stuff that Rich does. You know, I don't pay bills with Rich. I'm not making sure, you know, I'm not providing and protecting Rich. I don't, you know, if me and Rich go out to get something to eat or something, I ain't concerned about paying his bill. If I do, it's on some, you know, whatever, I was feeling generous today. It ain't on no, that's my wife, I'm supposed to take care of her, you know? So he'll never be able to elicit that kind of response out of me. And that should, you know, and I don't want to say it like, because it almost sounds like the abusive husband when you're like, that's how you know I care. But, you know, I don't put my hands on you. But, you know, other people can't make me that mad. Other people can't do it. They can't do it. Because they, you know, I think Common said it once, I want to be the one that makes you happiest and hurts you the most. And that's like, that's love. It's unfortunately, that's love. When you have that much of an emotional investment in a person, then not only can they be a source of pure joy for you, but they can also be, and they often are, the biggest source of frustration and anger for you. So, y'all have heard me say a million times on the show, I love my wife. She is the best thing that ever happened to me, the best decision I ever made, and the best scam I ever pulled. I don't know how I convinced that girl to marry me, but somebody was looking out for your boy. But, you know, the love I have for her also means that, you know, there's a level of emotionality. Is that a word? I be making up words. I gotta, somebody need to hit me up and let me know if some of these things are word. But yeah, you know, to say you want me to treat you the way I treat my friend is a demotion. You know, like the reason that things don't get that heated between me and Rich, no matter what he does, no matter how upset I am about it, no matter how frustrated I may be about it, is because, you know, the level of care is different, and it's supposed to be. That's not a diss to Rich, and that's not a diss to my wife. You know, Rich is my brother. Love him. You know, my wife is my wife. I love her. I love me some her. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. I hear that a lot. It comes from a lot of sides. I've been friends with dudes that girls have hit them like that. Like, you know, seemingly jealous of the relationship that their man has with me, or, you know, that your man has with his best friend. Trust me, you don't want that. You don't want to compare your relationship to that relationship because, yeah, I mean, if you're trying to get on the same level, you're asking for a demotion. You're asking for a step down. You know, you are as high as it gets, you know. I mean, my daughter is right up there, but, you know, I feel like I still have to. My daughter comes first in terms of she needs the protection, so I have to protect and provide for my daughter. But my wife is the love of my life, you know. And I believe if I invest all my love and attention, not all of it, but I believe if she gets the lion's share of my love and attention and all of that, that filters down to my daughter. That my daughter needs to see that. She needs to see my wife be first. She needs to see my husband and a wife interact. That was one of my fears going into having kids, was that I never really saw the dynamic between my parents because they were divorced by the time I can remember. So I didn't know how to be a husband, more or less a father, and I was really concerned about that. Like, what do I do? Like, how, you know, I don't have any example to follow. So I definitely want to give my daughter an example to follow, an example to seek out. I want her to be able to see what a husband should do for a wife and his family, so that when she starts the process of finding a life mate, that she can make well-informed decisions. Man, I did not want to think about that. See, I just took myself to a dark place. And I'm sober. That's shock worthy right there. Thinking about my 14-month-old daughter someday having to find some crusty ass. See? Man. This is why ginger beer needs alcohol. Might have to vape on that. And that's another thing, people. Stop pimping my daughter out. Just because you got a son, or you know, or your nephew is around her age, or whatever. We ain't doing no arranged marriages over here. Stop trying to hook it up so that, you know, they gonna be together. Nah. I'm all the man my daughter needs right now. Pause. But, man, I don't know how long I've been talking, but I think I hit everything I wanted to say. I think for a solo episode, we're trying to do these shorter, leaner, more efficient episodes. I think this has been good. I think I've done enough time for one afternoon. Yeah, so to sum it all up, because what it is, they say, tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them what you told them. No. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Then tell them. Then tell them what you told them. Ain't that what they say? I don't know who they is, but ain't that what they say? So, yeah. Be careful with the Trump stuff. Don't turn everything into us versus Trump. Don't, like, you know, I don't know. Like, the Lakers are going, who's going to be Trump next? The Lakers or the Warriors or Cavs or something? Somebody, you know, who are we going to put the title on next? And then when they win, he just gets another victory that he had nothing to do with. So be careful with that. Take it easy on that. But as always, ttcharities.org. Please hit up the website. See what programs they have going on right now. Donate if you can. That could be time. That could be money, clothing, books, toys. You know, whatever it is that he needs at this point. Please, you know, try to contribute if you can. Or, you know, pass it on to a friend. Spread the word. Let's take care of each other. Let's be our brother's keeper. And let's try to make ourselves system-proof. Let's try to have the infrastructure that, you know, when we're hurting, that when we need, we can take care of ourselves rather than have to hope that programs and things are still in place to take care of us. So ttcharities.org, please check him out. Tavares Taylor doing good work. A positive brother that we need to support. TWS Multimedia, that is my company. I think we talk about it a lot. Like it's our overlord or something, or whoever pays the bills around here. It's our company, Rich and Ives. And so we got a lot, Rich and Ives. And my mother's an English teacher. This is why I stop every time I say something fucked up, because I know, like, I should know better, but I don't. We're working really hard. Got a lot of big things coming. So, you know, we're trying this episode a day challenge to try to spread the word about, you know, other podcasters and other content makers out there doing, you know, good work, so we can all, you know, support each other and we can, you know, we can build this community. It's all about building a community, all about supporting each other's dreams and trying to make these things come true. The store is still open. I am trying to give away two t-shirts. Y'all are hurting my feelings right now. Y'all really are hurting my feelings. I got two contests going on for free t-shirts of your choice. Whatever color, size, style you want. If it's in the store, you pick it out. It is yours for free. All you gotta do is, I think I'm asking for a comment in both contests. The contests are on, if you listen to, I believe it's the No One Is Safe. Yes, I believe it's No One Is Safe. That's episode 28. If you listen to episode 28 of the podcast, there's contest details there. And if you check out my post about the weekly playlist on Friday, the 10 to Vibe To, I think it's called Hold It, Fix It. Check out the post there for contest details. I can tell you the details on that one. I think both I know both contests. So the podcast contest is you need to comment on that episode with your best names for the J-Bay twins. The two best names win t-shirt of your choice. The playlist contest is Hold It or Fix It. Is a lyric from one of the songs in those, in the 10 songs in that playlist. You comment on the playlist with the title and artist of that song, you get a free t-shirt. The logo is dope, people. I have several of these t-shirts. I wear them proudly. I get asked about it. I believe the logo is dope. It's a nice piece of clothing. I'm not just trying to turn you into a walking billboard. I'm trying to upgrade you, okay? So please, just listen to the playlist, the podcast, comment, and get a free shirt. You know you need a free shirt. Who don't need a free shirt? Get a free shirt. All right. Be the light. I am forgetting all the positivity I usually would have at the end of this. Let's take care of each other. Build a community. Build this infrastructure. Be our own crutch. Be the light. And yeah, whatever. Y'all will hear from me on Thursday. All right. Peace.